them out. There'll still be a lot of people that are no doubt resting, probably massaging sore legs, feet, muscles in general after this year's Border Relay for Life on the weekend. But one person that did as many Ks organising things as other people did doing laps is Kate Wilkinson, co-chair of the Border Relay for Life Committee 2017. Hey, Kate.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
Now, we just saw you buzzing around, as you always do, like putting out little spot fires, making sure that people had what they needed, doing media, doing everything. How have you pulled up?
A little sore this morning, but we've had a lot of sleep over the last 24 hours and we're just so excited by the response that we got from the community and the community spirit that was on display. It just kept us going. So
yeah, it was
really
great.
Was worth it.
Tremendous. All right. Well, the figure has been floating around on social media, but yes, there would be a number of people who wouldn't have, don't have Facebook or whatever, or just haven't bumped into it. So let's do a little drum roll, shall we, to get the very latest figure that you've arrived at. We were looking at for a $375,000 target. We got
$400,000 yesterday.
$400,000. That's just an enormous figure, isn't it? For a community the size of Albury Wodonga, we punch above our weight, seriously.
Absolutely. It's such a generous community and the funds really do go to a great cause. So we're so grateful to,
Where will that money be going? So all of that $400,000, what will be done with it?
So money raised from the Border Relay for Life goes to the Cancer Council New South Wales and they support a number of things, but particularly the prevention programs and support services, as well as world-class research that covers a variety of cancers. It really does truly cover all cancers. The transport to treatment vehicle that's based right here on the border. I had the pleasure of announcing the second vehicle that we're purchasing to help cancer patients get to and from their treatment services here at the Albury Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre.
Yeah, which is just amazing, you know. So a great deal of that comes back to help people on the border that are fighting their own cancer battle and their families, because it's, you know, if somebody in your family's got cancer, there's a lot involved, and as you say,
absolutely,
transport, you know, support, all of those things.
All right, we're out of time.
Kate,
thank you so much.
You did so much for support.
Phenomenal job. Everybody on the committee did, and everyone who got involved with the 2017 Border Relay for Life. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
News and Support is coming up next. It's Triple M.